Okay. Okay. Lovely to see you all again. It's our conceptual design meeting. And it's starting at approximately 14:25. And so we have 40 minutes for this one again. So we'll go just after 3 o'clock. Okay. Our agenda, we're going to do an opening. I'm going to review the minutes of the last meeting. Then we'll have your three presentations. And then we'll have to make a decision on the remote control concepts. Finally, we'll close. So, opening. These are our minutes from the functional design. We decided our target group is to focus on who can afford it, because we have international appeal, and we said it's for all age groups, different functions of it. Our main objectives were simplicity and fashion. And in specific functions were something to keep the remote from getting lost, large buttons for the essential functions, a possibility for extra functions like a sliding piece, and a long life battery or a charging station. Okay, now three presentations. I'd like to do it in this order. First, do the conceptual specification of components, properties, and materials. And then the conceptual specification of user interface. And finally, trend watching. Okay. Function F8 it. There we go. Okay, I wonder. Just an interesting marketing kind of element. Oh, just a real quick question. The weight of these different elements, have you no idea? Okay. But if it's using the space program. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Perfect. If you made notes yourself, you can put those on our underneath our. Oh, in your book, then don't worry about that. Okay, now we're concepts of user interface. Yeah, that one, this one's so much tighter than the other one. Okay. Nope. There we go. There you are. Thank you.
It's nice and colourful, it's nice and bright. It's also something that you can move your way around, buttons are shapes, and you can sort of, you know, if you're watching TV in the dark or whatever, you can work out which button's which. And basically, it's fun. So I like this idea of just having buttons for the features that you use most often. So you'd need a few buttons to select your favourite channels. I mean, most people, when they watch TV, they have 250 channels on their TV and they watch more than most. So you have buttons for your favourite channel, changing the volume, which is something you do all the time when you watch TV, and a button to switch it off. These are all necessary functions. You can't have there's no point having a television that you can't change or that you can't set the contrast. So you need to find a way of including these somehow. And one of the suggestions I've made is to include them in a menu system, a bit like so you either have a small LCD display on the device itself, or a menu display that comes up on the television. Access the advanced features whilst keeping a very simple set of buttons for the features.
Okay.
You need to be able to see your screen. Your television needs to have a long screen television that you control to your phone. A bit like how they have these digital boxes where you press the button and you're listening to watch one.
I do think that one of the important features for a remote is seeing a menu and seeing what's on. And so, like, favorite channels is applicable, but I think that you do need to have some kind of function where it's you can see the title of the show or possibly a description of it. Like, I know I use that often enough. Well, if it was a LCD on the remote, I don't know that you would be able to see a. Okay. Okay. Because that would be more specifically a digital box. Okay, now we're moving on to marketing. Eight. Oops, it's not plugged in quite well enough. There we go. Okay.
Sort of wanting us to remember that the number one thing for everyone is that it's fancy looking feel. And as these are ranked, the top one is doubly important to the second one, which is doubly important to the third one. So just to take that weight into account. The second thing that was mentioned as important was the technological innovations. That would be like if we use like the space material or the LCD screen, things like that. And then ease of use was the third most important. So really, this year's top trend for clothes, shoes, and furniture is fruits and vegetables. And that's preference.
Sweet.
Tight material. And so that brings us to my personal preferences. Who wants a spongy remote or one with a differential pattern? Personally, if necessarily this whole fashion technology to even ease of use is necessarily right ranking. Personally, like, I might reverse it, but if we're working for this company, then I guess no matter what, we have to stress fashion. It doesn't necessarily need to be a spongy material. Yeah. I don't have a lot of notes to share if you want them. That pretty much.
Okay, do we have any some questions for this? Let's see. Do you have any ideas how to possibly use these? How to use a fruit or vegetable or the spongy material at all? Like, could we make a spongy remote? It would be easier on the hands. It's kind of, and then it. We'd have to find a way to protect, like, the chip and all that. I don't know. But
I'm imagining that sort of thing. I don't know what that
is. Or maybe like a couple main ones being like, I don't know, lemons or strawberries or something. Could they be smelly? I don't know. A carrot shaped. Like large button, that's what I was thinking of, yeah. Might, do you think you'd be able to hold it? Because I think the reason they're long is harder to push. I usually hold it in one hand, maybe. But then the buttons would have to be very small. Don't you think? But I mean, in order to get to all of them, you know, they would have to be within a certain amount of space within each other. It's a scroll, yeah, it's a wheel. The one I have doesn't have the four on it, like around it, I don't think. Okay, we have about 15 minutes left, so I'm going to continue with my presentation. I have one more slide before we close, but in that slide is when we need to make decisions about these kinds of things, so I'll just bring that up and show you all before we move on. Yeah, and then the covers could be spongy latex, but the actual model could be titanium. Okay, components, concept, energy, chip on print. Okay. This is the agenda they gave me, so can you just explain what that is real quick? I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool. Okay. If there are really options. Okay. Okay, then we'll move on to the case. I guess maybe if we decided on like a simple, a regular, or an advanced chip, maybe. It would be nice for changing the volume, but I don't know how useful it would be for changing the channel. Because you don't have control over numbers or...
But if you could scroll through the channel, and then the volume...
We have 5 minutes left for the meeting, so... So, have a scroll for volume. I think when we go into the user face, we're going to have to decide, the interface, we're going to have to decide whether we're going to have a scroll or not. Okay, let's do case. I'm a little hesitant about it because I'm worried about protecting the stuff on the inside. Yeah, I would be more okay with like a titanium actual thing and then maybe like a mobile phone kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Okay. So we do want latex. Okay. Latex. And probably in colors, maybe fruity vegetable colors. Fruity colors. Okay. Let's go to the user interface then. We'll come back to the chip, I suppose. Well, we don't really know what the difference is, right? Yeah. Okay, interface, the type, and the supplements. So, push or scroll, right? Or both. And if we had an on-screen kind of thing that you could scroll through, like you can use your buttons to scroll through things. I think that, yeah, for channel surfing, I think a scroll, an iPod's kind of scroll thing would be too fast. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is that okay with you? How are you feeling?
Yeah. And let's like see if we get anything else. I mean, I'm not like hard sold on this tutorial. It's more just to give it a different kind of look.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be in a latex.
It might be cool enough.
That's probably going to have a bigger impact for
the tutorial. Okay, so we're going to go with type push buttons. And then supplements, how are we going to do that? I assume that's what else we're going to, like, the additional buttons we can use. So we're going to have, like, a menu button so that we can access on-screen things then? Okay, and so we're doing an on-screen menu that we can scroll through. Preset channels, and then we're going to need numbers 1 through 0, right? Well, but in order to preset a channel, oh, I guess you can just hold it down when you get to one, when you're scrolling through. Mm-hmm. Okay, finishing the meeting now. Our next meeting starts in 30 minutes. You each have things to do, look and feel design, user interface design, product evaluation. And you two are going to work together on a prototype using modeling clay. You'll get specific instructions from your personal coach. Did we decide on a chip? Let's go with a simple chip. Okay. We are done. Thank you, everyone. These are already in our shared folder. So.